Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, we conclude our look at the flagship beers of Wooden Lakes Brewing with their Irish Stout 353. It might just be my favorite of the Wooden Lakes flagship beers. Here's Seth Cook.
Flagships really are the beers that are the favorites of the brewery and very commonly the favorites of the local patrons, the beers that we make a lot of. And the one I guess we'll talk about this week a little bit is our 353 Stout. Maybe a little bit about the name before I even jump into the beer. But it is an Irish Stout, and that's the root of the name here, is that 353 is the country code for Ireland. So our hope is that when people try this beer, they liken it a little bit to calling back to Ireland. And it is an ale, for those of you familiar with the style. We do use some lactose, which is a milk sugar in it, which makes it a little bit sweeter. And we use a little bit of oatmeal for some of that as well. It's actually really low in ABV. And we did that with the intent because, well, let me tell you a little bit of the origin story of this. My business partner, Steve, and I traveled to Ireland many years ago. We immediately found an Irish pub, or the closest one to the dock, and started talking to the patrons. And we actually hit a whole bunch of places that day. But the Irish Stout and you know, the kind of the Irish style, we asked a lot of people, we said, you know, what is popular in the Irish style beers, and often we
it's true, Guinness actually is really popular in Ireland.
It's really popular. And they say you can't trust a beer you can see through. That was kind of one of the number one demands. They also said that it can't be too high in ABV because oftentimes when you're at the pub and you're enjoying, I think the word is the crack, that is the jokes and the laughter and even the teasing of each other, most of that is done over pints, and it's best, even when you're talking business, to keep a low ABV. And they also said it must get better, and it must still be a very good beer as it warms up, because there is times that you'll get caught in conversation and not get to the beer as it's as cold. So
it
the
might
beer
sit there for a couple hours, yep, as you're chatting away.
So there you go. It has to be dark. It has to be good even when warm. And it has to be low in ABV. I mean, it's a beer of conversation. That's what it is.
More Beer Untapped and 353 Irish Stout right after this.
A glass of stout will dry my tears. Turn my gray skies blue.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking the flagship Irish Stout at Wooden Lakes Brewing. It's called 353, named for the phone code for Ireland. Seth Cook delves into the specifics of this wonderful beer.
So it is dark, and because we use the milk sugar, it keeps a little bit of residual sweetness. I mean, it's relative. It has the oatmeal in there, which gives it a bit of residual thickness as well.
And a nice creaminess.
Right, and it's not... Don't think of it as something that's like super viscous
and
super heavy, but it does fill out the mouthfeel on it, and it makes it quite enjoyable, and even when it warms up, and it's very, very drinkable, and I think that as part of it is because of the lower ABV as well. You know, so most of our 353 come in less than 4% alcohol by volume. Again, that's the intended, that we could sit there and have a two or three pints and still enjoy and talk business constructively. The other thing that we've always really enjoyed with 353 is it works as a really good introductory ale, and I know that sounds so funny, but we've had people that will come in and say they like flavors like chocolate and coffee and some of these things and may not want to jump right into IPAs or even some other beers. And we've had a number of people that have tried 353 Stout as the transition beer away from their, you know, light mass produced domestic beers, and have tried it and say, I really like this, and their craft beer journey has started with 353. The other cool thing about that is we've actually used the 353 recipe to expand across a couple of different of our lines of stouts. The most extreme example would be Pogonophilia that we brew. That has the heart of 353, but has been designed and quadrupled, in literally quadrupled. In
it's like
intensity.
It's granddaddy.
Right. And that's, so if you were to try Pogonophilia, that has a 353 origin, and even the... Dark Singularity, that is the coconut stout, and some of the other feature stouts we've made, really come from the basis of what 353 is. And the other thing that we're very, very, very fortunate of is that Brookings Water is very conducive to those types of beers as well. So it's kind of easy to make that style.
The discussion of 353 Irish Stout leads naturally to St. Patrick's Day and the annual Irish Breakfast at Wooden Legs, this year set for March 16th.
So this is, in fact, the sixth year that we've done this. And every year we would get a little bit better. It is a pre-ticketed event, and we can maybe talk about it a little bit more in a couple of the coming shows. But we do that just because we do have to order in the proteins, and we do that because we have to make sure there's a seat for everybody. It can become quite popular, so we want to make sure that we can give everybody that wants to participate a chance to come in. And we usually offer one or two dining times, an early one and then a later one. But we'll talk about more of that later. But hopefully you'll have 353 ready to drink for that and a pile of proteins.
We'll hear more about the Irish Breakfast in the near future on this show, but it should be on your radar as an event not to miss. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.